Continuing now in the Siman Kufei Zion, we were discussing yesterday the issue of a woman who was Roa Damach Mistashmish. And so we started with the Sugya and of Samach Vav, which indicates that the woman can do a certain form of a bedika. Again, we discussed yesterday exactly how the bedika works. She has a tube in which she inserts some kind of a stick. Obviously, it's a thin stick. You know, I guess a good example, I don't know if I mentioned yesterday, but a good example like a Q-tip. You know, it's something which has some kind of a wad, that's Q-tip, I think cotton at the end, but it's got something at the end that you can, you know, which is white and which you can touch in that place. So you put that inside. They didn't have, so I think today Q-tip is, you know, is pretty smooth, but when you're dealing with wood, you're always dealing with the possibility of something being jagged. So that's what they said to put it inside of a tube. But in any event, so you do this kind of bedika. And that determines whether, as we discussed yesterday, whether the dam is actually, that she's seeing Machmas Tashmish, or let's say during Tashmish, Tashmish is indeed from the Mokr, in which case she is a raw dam Machmas Tashmish, or whether we assume that that's not the case, that it's from the Tzadim, it's from some sort of a Mokr and so on, in which case she's not a raw dam Machmas Tashmish. That's what we discussed yesterday. So we mentioned, let's go back again to 15, the very end last time we started it, but the Gemara asked the Kasha. We had said earlier in the Mishnah that the woman has to get divorced from the first husband. It doesn't automatically render her a Roa Machmas Tashmish forever, but if she has this three straight times, then we discussed also that question, does it mean just at the beginning, the first three times that they ever have intercourse or not? We discussed that too. But whatever it is, if she's Roa Machmas Tashmish, this husband doesn't mean she's rendered a Roa Machmas Tashmish with everybody, because everybody's aver is different, everybody's physical makeup is different, and therefore just because she had the trouble with this husband doesn't automatically mean she'd have it with the next husband, so she can marry somebody else, and she can marry if it doesn't work out. Same problem appears with the second husband. It still doesn't prove anything, because that's not a chazoka. Once she has it with the third husband, then we realize it doesn't make a difference. And that's the din. We have a chazoka that three different men, and they're all not the same. They're not identical. The three different men, you had the problem. Then the problem is with her, and she's Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. So then, for that, after that, she'll need to do this kind of a bedika. So the Gemara asks in 15, there on Samach Vav Med Aleph, Amalei Reish Lakish Shabeichanan. Why shouldn't she do the bedika after it happened three times with the first husband? What does she have to get divorced with that first husband, try with the second husband, and then try with the third husband? If this bedika is in effect effective, that it proves something to us, so why shouldn't she do the bedika? Right, there's a question, as we asked this question yesterday, but it's the Gemara's kasha. What do we have to wait till this happens with the third husband? Let's right away have her do a bedika after it happened three times with the first husband, so she won't have to get divorced. So he answered, Omalei lefi she'ein kol ha'etzbos shavos. Let's look at Rashi again. Source 16, Rashi, I need the samach vav maral. That's where this Gemara is. V'tivdok v'biya shlisha shabal rishon. Klomar me'biya shlisha rishon ve'elech tishamash ha'adei bedika v'lomit hiskareish. Why should she have to get divorced? If it happens, she'll do a bedika. And you know, and she'll ascertain that the dam didn't come from, if indeed the dam didn't come from the mocha, then she can remain with the first husband. She doesn't have to get divorced. So the Gemara answers, not lefishen kol etzbos shavos. Rashi lefishen kol etzbos shavos. The shema bal achelo titzarach bedika. With the second, with the new husband, she won't need a bedika. This is a problem that's limited to her relationship, her physical relationship with this husband. She won't need a bedika the next time. And Rashi says, "Umutov shetisgarej v'titaken." It's better to get divorced and have the situation remedied, velo tovel ledekaris, rather than put herself in a situation of a possibility of coming ledekaris with the first husband. So really, we explained last time the two real issues with doing by the first husband. One is that if she does the bedika with the first husband, Shitaka finds it asura. Shitaka finds that the dam came from the mokker. Let's say she did the bedika in the manner we described yesterday, and then she found that she's taka roa machmas tashmish, and that's it. Now she'll never get to be able to marry anybody else. She already is, the assumption is she's now also forever. Okay, and maybe it wasn't necessary, because maybe it's a possibility there was only a problem with this husband. Okay, but with another husband, she never would have seen dam to begin with during the act of tashmish. So why should she take the chance of doing a bedika I don't want to say there's a 50-50 chance, but looking at it objectively, you know, there's two possibilities. So one possibility is she'll turn out that there's not a problem. Okay, great. Then she could stay with the first husband. But if she finds that there is a problem, now she's already done a bedika, so she has already been rendered a roa machmas tashma. She can't marry anybody else. So it's better to take the chance not to do the bedika and run that risk and let her go to and get married to somebody else. Secondly, this is what Rashi seems to be preferring, because Rashi says, "Lo tovale de koris." Okay, it's possible that she won't do the bedika properly, okay, and she'll remain with the first husband. She'll be in a situation of kares. I mean, it's not going to be a shogeg, but still, we're dealing with a chi of kares, okay? So that's why we have to say, no, after the third husband, that's it, okay? After the third husband, after the third beer, that's it with the first husband. She can't do that. She can't do. What's mashma from Rashi is what we're getting at now, is that it's asur. She's asura lebaila harishon. Right? She's asur to the first husband, and so for the second also. But she's asur to the first husband after this happens three times. Okay, it's also for to do it because we're afraid that the, you know, the bedika won't be accurate and so on and so forth. So she's done with this husband. That's the idea. Okay. Even if she did do a bedika, it's not going to help. And the bedika was okay. It's not going to help with the first husband, okay? Because maybe the bedika wasn't correct, it wasn't proper. That's what, again, Rashi's language there. And I didn't. We said it at the end of the essay kind of quickly. I probably shouldn't have started the essay, but now we're doing it in detail. So look in the words of Rashi. Mutov shetizgaresh v'titakein. Right? She'll fix it up. She'll turn out. She'll remedy the situation. Okay, which she can't do with the first husband. Okay, that's the way Rashi learns. All right, so again, according to Rashi, if the woman does a bedikah after the third time with the first husband, okay, then she'll be labeled the roa machmas tashma. If it turns out bad, she won't be able to marry anyone else. And even if it's turned out good, we're still afraid that maybe the bedikah wasn't done properly, and she'll be playing with the chiv kares with this husband. So therefore, the Gemara. That's why the Mishnah says you can't do the bedikah after husband number one, same thing with husband number two. And that's it. Okay, that's why we prefer she get divorced and try again with somebody else. That's the position of Rashi. Now, again, Rashi assuming that it's usher to you know for her to do the bedikah. I mean, to do the bedikah after she saw three times machmas tashma, the first time with the first one or the second one. Okay. Why should this be so? Just conceptually, why is this true? And why should there be an issue? I mean, you know, let her take the chance, right? Let her take a chance. She decides she wants to take this, so take the chance. You know, maybe it'll be okay. You know, why is this true? So, Rasul Rechik explained in the Shurim, and it's. You all got them, right? I sent you the PDF of it, so it's I think on page Nunhei it starts. Okay, so. The problem is like this. Let's say she does a bedika. Remember we had yesterday, when you do the bedika, there are two possibilities, right? There's a possibility that you'll find the dam on the tube, which is, means comes minat tadim. And there's also a possibility you find nothing. And we discussed that yesterday. Okay, we discussed yesterday the possibility of finding nothing. And we discussed whether that helps or not, right? I mean, so the Rav pointed out over here that it really makes more, Rashi's shita makes more sense, okay? That again, we say that the bedika, this kind of bedika, will not help. You know, it's not going to be a heter for the first husband and the second, because maybe she it'll work out better if she found nothing. And according to this approach, if she found nothing, okay, I understand that. As Rob said, I understand that if the bedikas showed nothing, then I understand why still we're not going to rely on that bedika. Right, because maybe the reason she found nothing is because she didn't stick in it all the way, or it didn't penetrate the same way that his aver penetrates, and so on. Right? Again, that's the language of Gemara. Right? Kolat Bos shown. Not Kolat Bos shown. What's the language? The Ain Kudim. The language in 15. The Gemara in Samach Vavanal. Ain Kolat Bos Shavos. Right? So the tube is also not the same. And that, you know, when they're inserting things, it's not always the same. Right, so just like we say from different people, the Ava is not always the same, so the tub is not always the same as this husband either, right? So the Rav was just saying conceptually that if she did a bedika and didn't find anything, found no dam whatsoever, that's not going to be a heter for this husband, because it could be the tub wasn't put in far enough, or wasn't put in, even if put it in far enough, wasn't put it in the same koach, right? We have that expression also, okay, and that same at the end of the Gemara, okay? Lefisha ain kol hakochos shavos. That's what the Gemara said back in 15. That's what the Gemara said, which is why we don't. We have to wait for the third bia of the third husband, right? Because maybe the husband went in, but he doesn't have the same, again, the same koach of penetration, same force, the same position, and so on. So, what we're saying is that if the bedika that she did with the first husband didn't reveal anything, revealed no dam whatsoever, so then that's lav davke raya. That's lav davke raya that the situation is gone. Maybe the reason you found nothing is that again it didn't go in as far because ain't called as bow shabos, or it wasn't with the same force. You know, is when she's having to be with her husband, so ain't called kochos shavos and so on. So therefore, that's why we require the three times, the three husbands, in order to determine where the dam is coming from. All right. So the Rav said that this sheet of Rashi works out better if the assumption is that the bedika reveals reveals no dam whatsoever. Okay. But that's why we need a chazok of three different men to say, well, it must be it's something else, because three different men is three different kochos and three different etzbos and so on. So it's and she got it every time. That's what we call a chazoka, right? That under all the circumstances that we've tried, and three times established a chazoka, three different circumstances, three different people. And each time, then we got to say it's a problem. Okay. The question is why, the only question that Rav said, so why wouldn't the bedika work for the first husband, she found something on the studim. She found something on the tube, right? That lechor would work for the first husband, because that would indicate that whatever dam she was seeing when she was with him came in that studim. So you hear that? That's the Rav Svara. Rav is saying that Rashi Shita makes more sense, that we're not going to trust the bedika after husband number one, because it's not going to be conclusive. Yeah, it's not conclusive if you found no dam at all, but it's more conclusive if you found dam in atzadim. So obviously you have to say it's like a low plug, sort of, low plug. We don't know how this bedika is going to end up. Okay. It could end up revealing something in atzadim. Okay. In which case taka wouldn't be a problem, but it's just the same. It could be, it'll reveal nothing. It'll reveal no dam whatsoever. In which case there's no proof. So you hear what I'm saying? So you got to put it together. So that's what Rav was saying, that we're simply not going to, it's better for her to get divorced than this first husband and try again with someone else and do a bedika, which may be inconclusive. It may also be conclusive, but kind of a low plug. Yeah, Ezra.
Why isn't there a discussion about Reyes or regarding the first, just as for the first time for the first husband as the Reyes, and then it would be three more after that?
Like we discussed, it's three times. The first one doesn't count over there. I don't know. I don't think three times with one. I don't know. I have to think about that. I'm not sure where that would be. It's a good question. I suspect that multiple times with one husband is not enough. I mean, it's not going to be called a one single race. I have to think about that. It's in question. All right, would everyone understand what the Rav was saying in terms of the explanation of Rashi? Okay, so again, so according to Rashi, the bedika with the first husband is not effective. All right, and when Rashi kind of just hinted at it, he just said because it's better for her. Again, the key words in the Rashi in 16 and Sanf Avod Aleph Dibur Maschil Lefish Ein Kol Bo Shavos. Right, Umutov Shetisgarish V'Titakein. It's better to get divorced, and then we can see the whole situation been cleared up. Okay, and resolve the problem, so to speak, then to take the chance. The first husband that and especially what the Rav is saying, if it reveals taka, there's no dam, but unfortunately, that's not really conclusive necessarily. Okay, and it's a kind of a low plug. So even upon the possibility that the bedika will be conclusive, we won't go ahead to allow that. Okay, that's what Rashi says. However, Tosas, we take a look now, 17. Yeah, I'm sorry. So then the Gemara said, "V'tivdok b'biyah rishon shel baal shlishi." The end of the Gemara, "L'fishe ain kol hakochos shavos." Rashi says over there, okay. Maybe we should do b'dika after it happened. The dam was seen with the first bia of the third husband. Right? The first bia of the third. Mishabu aleh pam achas lo tosham v'shnei b'lo b'dika. Shehuchzik or begimel etzpos. Three different men. Okay, the answer is mishum misham mishanin ain acheskas bia achas chazoka de ain kol hakochos shavin. Within one man, even not every time do you use the same force, the same position, the same the same type of entry and so on, the same type of penetration. Okay, v'shem abilazu. I said we call maruba. Maybe this time it was a more I don't know, they're more aggressive, but more, you know, more forceful, so to speak. The position was more, you know, prone to produce the dam, and so on. They have to wait till three times. Okay, that's Rashi. Tosus, if you look over there on source 17, so first says Pirish Bekuntris, etc., and towards the end of the line says Mitoch Lashon Hamashma the Asura Larishna Filibadika. Like we just said, right? According to Rashi, even a dinner bedika won't work for the first husband because, again, it's inconclusive. And the Rav said, especially if it ends up revealing no dam at all, that's inconclusive and it won't work at all. The same thing with the second. But look at the third line. Rabbeinu Tam matir l'rishon b'bedika. Rabbeinu Tam basically said, no, it's not true. When if you want, the Gemara asked Rish Lakish, asked Yochanan, can't you do a bedika after the third occasion with the first husband? According to Rabbeinu Tam, is yeah, you could. Rabbeinu Tam says, okay. Rabbeinu Tam says that it's okay. Okay, the bedika is can be done with the third time with the first husband. All right, but then Rabbeinu Tam matir l'rishon bedika. What's the case then? Because she ain't a road so litroch b'vedika or she ain't a yodas livdok. Okay, it's what it means is what the Mishnah means is we don't insist on a b'dika. There's another option: get divorced, right? Let's say she doesn't want to do the b'dika for whatever reason. It's painful, whatever it is, or you know she doesn't know how to do it properly and so on. So according to Ben Tam, you could do the b'dika after the first husband. Okay, we don't insist on it. And so on. So according to Tosa, it comes out that mashma de bedika. Look at the last line. The Tosa's mashma de bedika shaya filavishon. Okay, that's how you have to arrive from Yishalmi, which we won't do now. Okay, they parallel really within the Yishalmi over there. But be that as it may, what comes out is according to Tosas, what we said is not true. According to Tosas, you can do the B'dik after the first. As your question yesterday, yeah, you could. All right, but you know we're not going to insist on it because there's another option. Take a look at the next page, the Rush. Here in Nida Parag Yud Simon Gimel 18, the Rosh, I don't know, I said in the past, always writes clearly. The Rosh is, quotes Amar Shalkash B'Yochanan. So, you know, the Tivdok Atzma, this is 18. The Rosh in Nida Parag Yud Simon Gimel 18. Amar Shalkash B'Yochanan, the Tivdok Atzma B'Yashlish of Baal Rishon, Amar Lefish Ain Kalas Boshos, Pirish Rashi, B'Shema B'Baal Acher Lo Tit Tarak B'Dika, B'Baal Acher, I mean, with another husband, you won't need any B'Dika. The mutter should is dash is gar for titakein, but also with the chashash kar. That's Rashi. Hilchok miskareshes ad should is gach is chazik b'sholshes both. Mashma perusho says the Rashi. That's Rashi. Mashma perusho shasura l'rishon. Okay, mitashma shlishi ve'elach. She's automatically usher to the first husband after the third being on. I feel a b'vdika. Dika is not going to help. That's what Rashi seems to say. Shalot Tabish Shigas Karis, because it's the possibility of Karis, like we said before. Again, as the Rav said, this works out especially well if the concern is or the likelihood is going to come out and show no dam whatsoever. There could be other reasons why there was no dam. It's not going to be conclusive proof. The Kasha, yes, the Rosh. The same problem Tosis has with this, with Rashi. Dim Kain, the Esh Chashash, Vedika Zuv, Asrina Larishan, De Vedika, Im Kain, Lomin Natar Oso Labal Shishish Bapam Revius. So the same problem. What do you mean? If we're going to asser her to the first husband after three times dam with the tashmish resulted in Ria's dam, so what's different for the third husband? If that's the concern of chashash iser, like Rashi said, you know, maybe it's inconclusive. So why the way we explain this? Why is it any more conclusive after the third husband? Why is it any more conclusive with a third husband? And we're not worried about the inconclusive nature. The taka could be conclusive. One by the first. So hilchach nira lefarish tohachi. Right, with me, same kasha, right? So hilchach nira lefarish tohachi park with tivdok atzim yeshlishi shel baal rishon ve'elach klomar amai muteris l'sheni below b'dika. He rereads. He says the Gemara's kasha was. Why should she, once she needs a bedika after husband number one, right? why should she be muteris to husband number two without a bedikah? She already has a chazaka. She saw three times, right? With the husband number one. Okay, so we're not going to rely on a test. We're going to. So that's in terms of husband number one. Now she's also the husband number one. Good, but why is she allowed to move on to husband number two without any bedikah? Right, that was the kasha. Why is she allowed to move on to husband number two without any bedikah? I get it. I accept it. After husband number one three times, the ball game is over. Finish with him. Okay, good. Ramach was tashish with him. Out. But why can you go on to the second round? Kevin the Huchzik, Karl Leroy, Shosh Pomi, they tashish. Do me the Pircha, the park, the Tivit Gashman Bureau, Shon Shobal Shishi. Right? So she should be Asura to be Misham Shah Bedika. Well, Mishani, no, because if she ain't called as Baal Shabbos, that's the Gemara saying. You hear what the Rosh is saying? It's really what Tosa is getting at also. It's a different way of reading the Gemara. Okay? It's a different reading the Gemara. What we're saying, according to the Rosh, and that's why I said he spells it out pretty clearly, he says, I understand now after the first husband, you're finished. After three times, or Adama, I got that. Okay? But why should she be allowed automatically to the second one without any bedikas? All right? And the answer is because Lafish and Mashani, to the bottom, Lafish ain't called both Shavos. Bechezkas Baal Rishon ain't Oseris, Al Baal Sheni. He is a different David, different position, different type of behavior in terms of his forcefulness when he's with her. It's a lot dafka like that with the second husband. Well, Dinami, boy, lived up with Birabi, so Baal Rishon Shayale. Now look at that, that's the key. Okay? The Rosh says at the end, like Tosas, if she wants to do a Bedika before the Birabias of the Baal Rishon, okay, so go ahead, Shayale, it's allowed. Okay, Ela Eitz Tova Kamashalon, the Mutav Shetiskarvit, you know, Sila Sheni, below Titzdorach Bedika. In other words, the Rosh agrees fundamentally with Tosas, but Emes says it's Mutav to do a Bedika, even after for the first husband. Not like Rashi said, it's automatically out. Okay, so really the Bedikas will work. The problem is, like Tosa said, the Rosh didn't spell that out. But the problem is, either she's not going to want to do a bedika, or she doesn't know how to do a bedika properly, and so on. So that's another shita, a different shita than Mishonim, according to the Rosh also. Then like Tosa, it's more tak is more to do the bedika after the first husband, but we're afraid to rely on it, so we don't insist on it. That's the point. All right. And most of Mishonim really say like Tosa. You look in the Ramban Zilchus Nida 19 Parak Vav. Os Yud Zion 19. Okay, I do want to stress again. I mentioned it whenever I refer to the Hilchos Nida. So I'm using the arrangement of the Ramban Hilchos Nida, and that's obviously in the database. But it could be off by one. I don't know which editions you may have of the Hilchos Nida Ramban, but you know it may all. But because there are a couple of different editions and scholarly editions and whatnot. So I'm not sure which one. Usually, if you look in the Bar Ilan database under whatever safe you have, they give biography. I don't know if you ever looked at that feature. You look under links, so it has links and it has a biography of whoever it is that they're quoting there. And usually in the biography section, it tells you which edition they're using, you know, of this particular. I think it's annoying sometimes with Toseftas and the Masechtas Ketanis and so on, because they use these critical editions, which I'll give you a hint. If I ever quote on the pages of Tosefta or something, or Ovis Dubnostan or something like that, Masechtas Ketanis, I change it to match what's in the print in the back of the Gemaras, because that's what most people have. Okay, there are, I have at home, there are critical editions that were put out by different people of the, you know, of the Nos and the Smachas and all these things. You know, so you have to know, they sometimes use the scholarly editions, and, you know, I try to use what people have more likely in front of them. So, but anyway, I'm just making that point. In this arrangement, it's Perek Vov, Os Yud Zion. So Kate said, Bodeka says Atzmo, so tells the whole thing with the shofar, the Q-tip, the tube, and so on. Notice, by the way, that he says, I'm not going over this again, but we mentioned yesterday, Umachneses HaShofaris on the second line, Admokom Shiachola. Admokom Shiachola. Remember, we saw that did she have to go all the way in, or only to what she assumes is the place that the Aver went up to. Okay, anyway, Bido Chefes or Dofekes until and so on. If she reaches the mocker and she finds the dam, then we realize that the dam is there. Machmas Bia, okay, Machmas Tashmish, Now here's what he writes: Vimrotzu livdok ba'od shehi imbal reishon bodekes. If she wants to do this with the first husband, still good. She can. Imotzu Torah muteris lo, okay. Lo omre, and what I mean lo, and if she taka finds she's Torah, good. Mazel tov, she can stay with this husband. Lo amru tisgarish eloma she muteris l'sheni below bedika. Okay, she doesn't have to do a bedika. That's the point. Like we said before, she doesn't have to. She doesn't want to. She doesn't feel like doing it. She can't do it. She doesn't know how to do it. Okay, so the divorce is, how she can marry somebody else without a bedika, like we explained. That's the key that Ramban writes, right? That when we said tisgarish, it means she's muteris l'sheni below bedika. Af al pi shehuchzik amarishon liros machmas tashu shalom lefish ein kolas bo. Again, the husband number two will be different. The husband number one, it won't generate the same rias dam as with the first husband, for whatever the biological reasons, okay, physical reasons. So that's the said Ramban also. Nilchus Nida, she wants to do the bedik when she's with the first one, she can do it. Matov manoim. But if she divorces him, the second husband won't need a bedika. That's the key. All right, and the Rashbo in the Taurus Habayis and by Zayin Shar Beis, the Hodik Sunny. Look at 20. Don't think again. The Rosh was also like the Rabban, like the Rosh, or like Tosas against Rashi. Okay, don't think. Don't think that the Bedika wouldn't work. This whole din is a kula, and we're saying she wants to get, she doesn't want to stay with this husband, she doesn't want to be bothered with these bedikas and so on, okay, she can get divorced, okay, sometimes is, you know, again, to live with having to do these bedikas all the time is a pain. I mean, you know, we don't look at divorce lightly, obviously. Neither the Chazal. I mean, what does the Gemara say? You learn getting mizbeach mori demos, right? I mean, you know, it's not a cheerful thing a divorce. But to live like this, you know, it becomes impossible. You know, I mean, I'm aware, not personally, but a case with someone I mentioned before had, you know, the way her lining was in the body, and with this husband, at least with this husband, every time, so they had to go to a doctor to make sure there was a maca. I lived like that for over a year, and then they, it was just not working. I had to get divorced. It's very sad, and we're not minimizing the, you know, the tragedy of it, but you can't live like that, you know. So that's therefore the Rashbo writes. He says, El Adraba Akula he de kilu gabo v'shayel l'shen below bedik afa opi shuk zugo shosh mo'el t'rishon v'chein l'shlishi afa mishuk zugo rishon v'lo sheni av mishlosh v'pomim shol shlishi v'elech lo efshar below bedika. Once it's a chazok, there is no other option. There's no other option anymore, right? If it's happened three times, there's no, you can't all get divorced and marry a fourth guy. No. That kula, it's a funny presentation, especially according to our sensibilities today, but oh, it's a big kula, you can get divorced. Oh, thanks, you know. But that's what the Rashbam was saying. That's what all these Rishonim are really getting at. It's a kula. They said she doesn't have to do bedikas, you know, which can be difficult and challenging and so on, and it's a difficult for them to live that way. So they'll do so she'll get divorced, married second husband, but after the third time it happens with three husbands already, so then divorce is no longer an option. So therefore that's what the Rishbo writes. Okay. I will mishlo, third line of 20. Av mishlo shapom shal shish ve'ech lo efshar v'lo bedika. That's already a chazoka. All different, three different men, three different, you know, types of aver, and three different types of force when they're with each other, and, you know, koach, and everything leads to it. Okay, that's what we call a chazoka. I mean, like with any chazoka, is it possible that if she go to a fourth guy, it wouldn't happen? Yeah. Okay, that's possible. And she, if she keeps having, if Ross goes to a 10th guy, it wouldn't happen. Yeah, it's possible, but that's not how Chazoka works, right? I mean, the Chazoka, we assume after three times that this is, again, whether it's a chalos or it's a pattern, so we discussed that earlier in the year. But that's what Rashbo is getting at here, okay? However, Avol, says the Rashbo, likewise, Im rot to lahachnis atzma bedika afilu b'pam shishol bar rishon, awesome, good. She wants to do the bedika after the first, with the first husband, good, she can. You know, why shouldn't it work? Fundamentally, the bedika works. The bedika works. All right, it does the trick. Okay, and he writes at the end, we should horror behefech ze lo niru dvar. That's Rashi. You learn the other way, it doesn't make it not correct. That's how the Rashbo writes. So basically, again, it's a kula. And this is the opinion of Rav Rishonim. And the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out on this, the opposite we said before. Okay, the opposite. He explained that Rashi's Shita, that we don't allow it the first time. It's because it won't be conclusive, because maybe the bedikah will reveal no dam at all, and then you don't know why it's no dam. But the Rav said here exactly the opposite. Okay, this shita of the Rishonim, which is Rav of the Rishonim, are more understandable if you found it on its tadim, right? Yitaka did the bedikah and you found dam on the tube. Okay, so therefore the bedikah works. Okay, this shita works out better if she found dam in atzadim, because then it's possible to say that whatever was going on when she had beer, there's some sort of makkah, some sort of irritation that the penetration exacerbates and causes the dam and so on, and that's possible even with the first husband. Okay, but if she didn't find any dam, this shita is more difficult. You follow what I'm saying? This is like the flip side of what we said before. This shita is more difficult if they didn't find anything. Okay. They didn't find anything, because why should that help? Okay, why should that help? Why should the, what we said before, why should the bedikah work for the first husband, right? If the bedikah reveals no dam whatsoever, okay, well, why should that work? Maybe it's because, like we said before, it wasn't the same length, it wasn't the same depth of penetration, it wasn't the same kach. You know, there are things you can say that will explain why it didn't reveal any dam. Right, so it's really problematical to say why it should work for the first husband. Okay, so unless they go back again, he said a low plug. Okay, if it works here, it works there. I mean, but that's a tougher low plug. But that's what the Rav was. Again, you can look it up if you have knowledge. Again, I think it's page. What did I say? Nunhei, I think. Okay, that's the sheet of Rav Rishonim. Or, and here's something else you could say. Maybe you can minimize the machlokas, and actually, there's no real machlokas here, and that Rashi was made no machlokas at all. Rashi, maybe these other the Rov Rishonim are mekel dafke if you find dam on its tadim, then they're mekel even with the first husband, right? And maybe that's what it is. And Rashi maybe was machmir, so to speak, that you can't do with the first husband is dafka, or we won't trust the bedikah with the first husband is dafka when you found nothing. You follow? There could be, you know, what's the language? Mar amachad omar amachad velo pligi. And maybe they're talking about two different circumstances, right? Maybe again, that's not really the way we learn it. Especially you look in the last words of Rashi 120, mishahora behefach zeh lo niru dvarav. Sounds like they didn't learn it that way. And the Rosh also said, the Rashi said like this, but lo nira. But I'm just saying, the Rav said conceptually, you could argue that the Rashi shita, which makes more sense, take if you find no dam whatsoever, then it makes more sense to say why we're not going to consider the bedikah done by with the first husband to be conclusive, because again, it might have been a different pressure, different whatever. Okay, but if you found dam and atzadim, then it would work for the first husband. So then a chanami. So that's what the other Rishonim is, that they're told where you taka found dam and atzadim, then it'll work even for the first husband to indicate that this dam was not dam and mokra, whatever you saw was on the lining, you know, when you went in. So atzadim. So that's not a problem. So it's possible to say that the Marma Chadamarach of Lopligi. Okay, they're just talking about different circumstances. That's a possibility. The other thing is, it's also possible to say that the Rov Rishonim, because it's hard to reply the Lopligi there for Kula, but according to Rashi's way, the way the Rov said it, we're Machmir on the first husband. A low plug, since if it reveals nothing, the tak is not conclusive. So therefore, we're not going to rely on the bedik at all, even if it shows dam and atzadim. That's a low plug. Here, the low plug would have to be in reverse. Like, we have to say that just like min atzadim, it'll work for the first husband. So also, what do you call it? If it shows nothing, it'll work for that. That's a tougher low plug to say, right? Because it's a low plug to be make on something in that sense. But maybe enachanami. Maybe you could say enachanami. I don't remember whether the Rav said this or not. But take a look there. But it could be that, let's remember, we're makel by the Rov Nashim don't see this, right? This is not a problem. Okay, this is Rov Dam Machmas Tashmish, a very rare circumstance to begin with. Okay, Rov Noshim, don't see Dam Machmas Tashmish. Okay, so therefore, she has, in effect, like all women, a Cheskas Heter. Right, a Cheskas Heter. Cheskas is not going to happen, anything. Okay, And even though there is a reis over here, but the cheskes heter, we can be more makel. That's a possibility. All right, let's take a look. Okay, just to suggest, I forgot. I don't know if the Rav said that right. It's in my notes. I don't know what Rav said right. So I thought of myself. But anyway, if you like it, it's probably from the Rav. If you don't like it, you can attribute it to me. Okay, anyway, let's take a look at the Rambam. It's a little different read. Perek Dalet of Hilchos Rabbi Halacha Chof 21. The Rambam writes, Mishar also dam b'shas tashmish, harizum teres, and lotus, I'm sorry. Yeah, harizum teres, l'shamish kishe titaher, or titar pam shenia. Okay. This is the first husband, right? She sees Dom one time. That's nothing. She can continue to be with the husband. Then she sees Dom a second time. Also good. Right? That's it. Ram says after the third time, that's it. Okay. That's it for this husband. And that's the point. And then that seems to agree more like Rashi. Okay. Because the Bdika won't help. That's what he's saying. Asura, l'shamashim balzu, balze, la'olam. You see that? Okay, that's the language of the Rambam. The Halacha Chafalav, he says, Mishara Saddam, Bishas Tashmish, Pam Rishon, Roshnir Shlishis, the Ain Shom Dova Lissos Bo, again, there's nothing to be told it on, no Makkah, nothing else. Harizu Tiskara, she has to get divorced, so Materasli Nosal Shani, she can marry a second husband. Nisal Shani, Ross Saddam, Kach, Bishas Tashmish, Sholosh Pam, same thing. Harizu Tiskara, Shun Niskai, and Tinosal Shlishi. Nisal Shishi, Ross Saddam, Kach, Bishas Sholosh Pam, Harizu Tiskara, look, you're right. What he says that? The third husband got to get divorced from also. It's a little different than we said till now. Okay? See that? The Rambam says with the third husband too. Okay? Nisas l'shishi v'ros adam kach b'shas tashmen shalosh pamim three times. Then harezu tisgareish, meaning even the third husband. That's news. That's a little different than we said before. Okay? Right? You see what I'm pointing to? If it happened to three men, she has to kind of continue, and what he says is, Tizgarish, even the third husband, Basurla Hinase, she can't marry again, Ad Shetavri Micholi Ze, until she gets healed from this illness, you know, this condition is rectified. So even the third husband, they need to be Tizgarish, and the Bedika will not help, okay? The Bedika is really after she's divorced from the third husband. You see that, Naraman? It's a little different. Okay, we talked always that the Bedika will allow her to remain with the third husband. The Rambam doesn't say that. All right, so you look in the Magid Mishnah. There, it's Perek Dalad Alachachov. Okay. When Mashakasar Ben Arezo Asura, L'shama Shimbala Zula Olam. All right. And at the end, he said, Rasuli Nosa, Shatam Chazer, because of Ketav Dekas Atzma, etc. Okay. Nirashu Sover. Look what he said in the second line. Magen Mishnah explained the Rambam, but we said it. Mirashu sover she ein bedika zumo elas olamorim bala elatiskaresh bein berishon bein b'sheni bein b'shlishi. Right? The Rambam says that the bedika won't help by the first, not by the second, or third. So he's like Rashi, that it won't help from the first either. Won't help, not like the other Rishonim say that you can theoretically do it and rely on it even by the first husband. So in this sense, he's like Rashi, but then he says something else. Won't even help for the third. Okay? Kipshada b'raisik sonar lo tishamish ad shetizgarish. All right, so, he says the same logic like Rashi. So the Magen Mishnah works out the Gemara. And basically, he's explaining that the purpose, what is the purpose of the Bedika then, according to the Rambam? The purpose of the Bedika is not to let her stay with the third husband because she can't stay with the third husband. The purpose of the Bedika, what the Magen Mishnah says, when we're on the next page, okay, is to, what the Rambam says at the end of Chafalav, Halacha Chafalav, in Perek Dalad, Asuchah Surbiya, Va'atsul enose ad shetavri michole ze, until she gets, her condition is better, improved from this choli. What the Bedika does, basically, according to what the Magen Mishnah is reading in the Rambam, the Bedika determines whether she has recovered from this condition or not. Okay? In other words, and that's what the Magen Mishnah says in the top line of the next page. Or again, he says, Afilu bodka atzmo barishon b'shena b'shishi heim eina mutar l'sham eshima. Okay, shekaven shein atzmon muzokin b'shor adam enam utar filo bedika. The bedika, like Rashi, not but more than Rashi, not only won't help for the first husband, won't help for the second or the third either. Okay, and he says, "Uktzas mechach me'atzor fa'asim sobrin kain she'ain matir nosel she'ain l'rishon smach b'dika v'nosel tana demin she'ali kira chamli smach b'dika ela k'she'ain lo takana cheres." Some rishonim, and that's really like Rashi, right? That say the first and the second can't rely on the b'dika because there was another option, right? We'll see that later in the Orzurah. There's another option, right? There's another way. We don't. The bottom line is this Bedika is a kula, and the Magen Mishnah saying we're hesitant to rely on it. We're hesitant to rely on it. So when there's no other, when there's another option, Yesh lo takana cheres, good. Okay. However, we're not still looking at the end of the second line there on the next page, right? The same in the Magen Mishnah, still the Magen Mishnah. We're not still talking to the Rebbe, Shalom, hey, kilu chachamim lismo chabadika, ela kishayin lo takana cheres. They're only make with this medika when there are no other way out. I mean, tishar aguna, she'll be an aguna, she won't be able to marry. Aval kol she'achol inoseh lo ikilu. The chachamim did not introduce this kula to rely on this questionable medika unless there's no other option. No other option. Okay? We call mogum, hey, modim hem b'shlisha she'achol amot tachto medika. These we shown him say, that's Rashi, that we don't rely on the Bedikah for the first husband or even for the second husband, but for the third they will. The Magen Mishnah is saying that's tzas mechach mehatzorfasim, okay, which is the Shita Rashi, right? Like, you know, that we won't rely on the Bedikah for the first husband or for the second husband because at that point there are other options, okay? Namely, divorce is another option. But if there's no other option, then we'll rely on the Bedikah, right? But why won't we rely on the third? Because who said maybe she won't do the bedika? She already has a chazak, and she's asur the third husband. Asur the third husband. The same as to the first and the second. Okay. Then he adds, "Avol vada im bodka atzma bein rishon shena bein shen shira motzah shtam and atzad." Then mutaris l'shen shusha olam. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it's really a third shita because at the end he quotes many mefarshim. Become welcome das. Look four lines to the bottom. Das har b'min mefarshim who uchalam harashpo v'rabban. We saw it. She calls man. She wrote to leave the katz with dekas. She can do whatever she wants. She can check it any time. All right. Yeah. So. Let me just see. All right, so that's the Magen Mishnah. So some say we rely on the Bedikah only with no other option, but if she has an opportunity to marry, then we won't rely on the Bedikah, which is, you know, which is why it's done only in the case of the third husband. And again, that's the, that's the Shita Rov Rishonim. So on this, the Rov pointed out again that this Shita is more understandable if Dam's found on its Tadim. Okay? If she didn't find anything, then it's more difficult to understand why the Bedikah would work, because there's no Chazoka, and all Etzbos and all Kochas are different. Okay, if Dam and the Rav pointed out, if she doesn't find Dam on the Shofaris, so it's harder to say that this Bedika should work. Okay, even for the third Baal either. Right? Yeah. Oh well, she was a new woman. Yeah. Okay. The other thing that the Rav pointed out was a general question. All right, so everyone with me now? So now you have the Rambam Shita. Good? So kind of a third sheet. And the Magen Mishnah pulls, summarizes all three of them. Just one moment. Again. So if she saw three times with the third husband, yeah, she'd have to, that's the Rambam. She'd have to discourage Anshatis Rabbe, right? In other words, basically, as I said before, what the Rav is pointing out, and I said this before, that according to the Rambam, the purpose of the Bedika is basically to let us know, did this condition go away or not? All right, did this condition go away or not? In other words, the purpose of the Bedika is to know whether she was Nisrapa or not. Right. So that's, let me just think that through. Yeah, so that segues into the following question or the following point. A general question. Why does one bedika work? Why does one bedika shofaris work that you did it once? We've established a chazoka, right? Why does one bedika do anything else? Shouldn't you need to do three bedikas in order to uproot the chazoka of Ro Machmas Tashmish? Hear that, Kasha? Why does one bedika, maybe there's one, okay, but we have, you know, again, just like let's parallel to Vestas for a second. You need three times on day 20 to uproot day 15 or whatever, right? So how come over here, one bedika b'shofaris suffices? She already has a chazoka, so shouldn't she need to do three bedikas in order to uproot the chazoka of Ro Machmas Tashmish? Okay, so you hit a kasha, right? That's some of the Rav asked. Okay, well, it's just to bolster this point that we'll see those words. We'll see in a second. In other words, in order to uproot a Vestas, you need three times. So why not the same thing over here? Okay, why finally on its Tzadim once? Well, why does that help? All right, so that doesn't knock out a chazaka. But the answer is, because I said before, the purpose of the Bedika is a Gilei Milsa. Okay, we're not trying to uproot a chazaka. They're not trying to uproot a chazaka. It's a gila milsa, and for that you only need one time. You don't need three. It's a gila milsa that whatever dam she previously saw came in at stadim. All right, it's not a matter of uprooting a chazaka. We're trying to ascertain whether it's, you know, whether the situation. We're not interested in what was. The bedika is not to sort of tell us what was going on when she saw dam machmas tashmish. It's what's going on mikana lahabo. You follow the difference? That's how I was reading into the Rambam, sort of. Okay, in other words, the purpose of the Bedika is not to let us know, oh, yeah, so since we found the Dam over here, that means when it was Royal Dam, the Dam was from there or was not from there accordingly. But for that, you're trying to be Okar Chazoka, so then Taki would need three times. But that's not our goal. Our goal, according to the Rambam, is, well, again, the Lashon of the Rambam in his words, is Achetavri Michol Ezeh. Well, how are you going to know Achetavri Michol Ezeh? The last words of Amal Halacha Chafala. She's healed, and this condition has been repaired. Well, how are you going to know that? That's what the bedika is for. So it's a gilui milsa that her condition has, you know, the situation has changed, okay, and that touching her in this way doesn't generate dam. That's the point. She does the bedika, okay, and, you know, pokes around in that part of the body, and it doesn't reveal any dam. Okay, good. So that means the condition has been solved, okay? So, by the way, as you asked yesterday, you know, is the assumption that dam is going to be there? It's not that the dam is going to be there. It's that the pressure or whatever it is causes dam. Remember you asked yesterday, you know, is the assumption of if she's raw machmas tashmish, dam? It's not, I don't know if I explained it clearly. It's not that the dam is there. It's that something tapping against that part of the body causes the dam to come out, right? So that's what it's not that the dam. I mean, the dam is always there, right? It's a question of what brings it out. I don't know if actually you hear. So that just trying to clarify that. And that's what the Rebbe is saying over here. He's explaining that according to the idea that this is not a, you know, it's not we're trying to change the chazaka, and that works out very well with the Rambam. It's not going to help for the third husband either. That ship has sailed. It's not going to help the third husband either. It's ad shetavri, right? We have to know that she has been healed from this condition of some sort of pressure and touching in that part of the body generates her abdom from the uterus. That's really what, and again, that's what Ro Machmas Tashmish is, right? Okay, the act of Tashmish and the pressure and the touching and whatever else goes on internally causes her to bleed, okay? And bleed from the mokar, and that's dam nida, you know? It's not lav dafka, period, but it doesn't matter. It's dam in a mokar. You follow? So, does anyone hear what I'm saying now? Just to clarify this whole area, okay? So so what the Rav was saying was, if it's just a matter of undoing some sort of chazak, because Ataka would need three bedikas. We would need three bedikas. But our goal here is we're not trying to uproot a chazaka, okay? But just to megala that her situation is no longer a problem, that the contact in that part of the body causes her to bleed all the time. Okay, and for that, one time is enough. You don't need three times. Okay, now again, this 1 second. Right. And that's why, if you, because, you know, we asked the question, and this ties everything together, why the sheet of the Rambam is good. Okay, the Rav said, this is why the even if you found nothing, we asked, if you found nothing, we were concerned before, some of you showing, found nothing, what does that show? Maybe because it wasn't inserted properly, maybe, you know, and it's not the same pressure, that, but It, according to this, to see that, you know, it's enough to say that that any kind of contact doesn't generate it. I mean, it's a way to clarify this. So that's the sheet of the Rambam. Okay, we're not being ochre chazak. It's just a gila milsif that her condition is no longer a problem, and we can rely on a single bedika. Okay, that takes care of that. Now let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch finally here in our Simon Kuf Pei Zayin Siv Gimel. Finish up. Okay. Shulchan Aruch writes, 23. Im rotze liv dok atzma ba'oda tachas harishon acha shishim shesholosh pama harishus biyada umutaris lo. So the Mechaber goes, like the Rov Rishonim, that if she wants to do the bedika while yet with the first husband, okay, before the third husband, she has the right to do that, and it'll work and so on. Muterso, b'yesh omrim, some say shasur l'rishon mitashmen shlishi ve'elech afil bedika. That's the other sheet, that's Rashi. Some say that no, the first, you never go back first or second husband, that's over. Okay, and the Ramo writes, we can rely on the first opinion. Okay, and the Meikel, like the Rova Rishonim. All right, and the Taz, the Kotan Zion 24, says, the whole purpose of saying she divorced the first husband was a kula. The Hainu im Tibdok Tachas Arishon Shema Timtzadam Barosh Hamichol V'ti Asur L'chol Adam, because we're afraid if she does the bedika with this, you know, this contraption, the stick with the wad at the end like a Q-tip, so and she'll find dam. Then, as I said earlier, we said yesterday, then she's already going to be labeled a roh dam machus hashmish Asur L'chol Adam. Al Kain Hey Tirlo Shetina Asur Achar Below Bedika. Therefore, we said don't take a chance, don't do the bedika. She's muteris to somebody else without the bedika. Ella Achar Gimel. Then there's no choice. And then she has a chazokas. Then she has ein la takona. Oz tachnis atzmi sov exam. Tim tzedam barosh ha-mikol. Then she can take the chance. That's exactly. See how the Taz sets it up? It's when we said we don't want to do the bedika after the first time, it's because we don't want to take a chance. Because there's a possibility that as a result of this bedika, she's going to be labeled the roh adam achmas tashra. Now she'll be able to get married. So better would be to divorce this husband and try her luck with somebody else. Right? If you want to, if she wants to, somebody else, okay. But I mean, it's... But if you're taking a chance, that's the Taz. So just to go through a few other ha'aras to wrap up the sugya. So the Shach in 25, Sivkot in Yud Gimel, Miyun Bad Kosh Minitzal Amoch Asura Lakol. Again, that's the downside. If she does a bedika for the first husband and finds dam on the, you know, on the pad, on the wad, on the cloth, or whatever, the top of the toothpick, the Q-tip, the cotton, whatever. Okay, Asura Lakol. Then she's in trouble. That's the Shach in Yud Gimel. Sivkot in Yud Dalet, the Shach writes, we rely on the first opinion. He says, but I would not paskin that she should do, even though the Shulchan Aruch says we can, and the bedika will work for the first husband. The Shach says I would strongly advise against it. Okay, I would strongly advise against this. Number one, for three reasons, basically. The Ha-Harambam Rashi Omri Osrim. Rashi and the Rambam say it doesn't work by the first husband, right? Rashi says it doesn't work. The Rambam also, Rambam goes further than Rashi, like we saw, doesn't work for the third, but they agree about the first. Again, you hear what the Shach here in Sukkot Yudal is trying to say, even though the Mechaber says that you can do the bedika to stay with the first husband, and the Rambam says we're makel that way, but the Shach says I would advise against it. Okay, he says I would be more horror against it. Ain lahoros la bedika ba'rishon. I wouldn't be more horror that you should do the bedika. Three reasons. One, the Haram Rashi Osim. Okay, and okay. Number two, Vesu. We'll skip something else. He said, two. It goes back to that Tosus, you know, with the lifted as a kasha. We'll leave that out. Vesu, the Hare. Let's remember we spoke of yesterday. Hare Haravid of Haraban Osim Bedika Bisman Hazeh. Remember the Ravid yesterday? The Ravid says that we don't know how to do these bedikas today, and the Ramban says, Allah, the Ravid, and others say, what do you mean? What's the big deal? Right? That the Rosh said, what's the big bekiyas? But okay, but still prominent poskim, the Hainu, the Ravid and the Ramban said, we don't rely on the bedik altogether, this man said. Okay? And, Begamar, Shrobi Nuchum, Kosanoch, Achmed Ibrahim. Okay? And, So therefore, the Rambam said we don't rely on the bdikah altogether. And then the third reason is, right? And the third reason is gam imnitzah sham dam probably or imnitzah sham alamoch te'asu lechol olam. Okay, and then the third thing, you're taking a tremendous risk because you're asking yourself forever. So you put everything together, says the Shach. I got three reasons why we shouldn't rely on the Bedika. One, Rashi and the Rambam say you don't do it with the first husband. Rabban and the Ravid say you don't do it in general. Okay, those are a lot of big Rishonim. We're not relying on it. And the third reason is, again, if she'll see Dam, she'll be Asura to everybody for the rest of her life, and then the end of the story. So therefore, the best thing would be to get divorced. Not that we love that option, but that's the best option in the second thing. You hear the Shach? The three reasons why not to rely on the Kol Shochel. Pesachei Tshuva quotes another Behuda, which is similar to what we said earlier from the Rav. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva is quoting Yulches. He quotes a Tshuva in the Behuda. Like I tried to say, they don't argue. Even, like I said before, okay, I wasn't sure if that's what the Rav said or I was saying it myself. Back in, whatever, we saw it said in source 16 and source 18, whatever we said before, okay, that's Dafka, the Kula, or Mater, the Baal Rishon, only if Shitaka finds Dam, but started as Shofaris. Okay, Avalo Timtsa Klal, the Hula Amalomahani. Right, it makes that split. He says the bedika will work for the first husband according to the kula of the other Rishonim. Dafka, if you find dam on the side, then you can say it's dam and atzamah. If you found nothing, then that's not conclusive. Okay, then they say the Pesachei Tshuva makes that chiluk in the name of the Buddha. Okay, and then he quotes Chavis Das and Sukkot in Yutes. Okay, shekdim bodka atzma tach barashim motza dam al rosh hamoch v'chak kabur v'lom motza rosh hamuteres l'bal sheni. Okay, if she does a bedika and she finds dam, okay, so again, now, and then she gets divorced. She wants to go to the second husband. She does a bedika and doesn't find, then it's okay. With the first husband, she's, she's also forever. Just a couple other horrors to finish up. The Or Zerua, I referred to it before, Chelek Aleph, Ilchus Nida Simin Shin Nun Vov, okay, just to spells out, he quotes a Rashban. Okay, he also says, like Rashi, okay, the third line. First, he says it's in, we're paskening like Rav Shimon Gamliel that you need three for a chazoka. That's that old machlokas, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rebbe, regarding a chazoka two times, three times. Look at the third line of 27. Mashma namin moschano, the asur le baal rishon visheni afilu b'dika. The kach pirish rashbam. The baal rishon visheni, the ika lememar yesho takona le baal achron tzvichal izgarish. With, again, the Orzuru's basic point is, it's simply that Bedikah only works when there's no other option. That's what he's stressing. Bedikah, we have the kula Bedikah only when there's no other option. So if the first husband won't help because there is another option, that's basically what he's saying in the name of the Rashbam. Okay, Pir Vachain Pir Rashbam, the Baal Rishon Shane, the Ika Lameme Yesho Takona, the Baal Achron Tzvichal Is Garish, Ulai Tivsok Lishlishi, the Loitila Bedikah, the Ika Lameme Garishin Mahanilu, Shatis Garish, Shatinasi, La Acher. Here's the key line. Ain ono matirin lalava l'day sofek o latir l'day bedika. This bedika is at best a sofek, because as we've explained, there are other reasons why we wouldn't have seen any dam. So we don't want to rely on that. Okay? Come on, this zimna lo bodka shapir. Maybe she didn't insert it properly. She didn't do the proper bedika. But afu mishahuchzik of a baal shlishi. The ain la o takana l'day. He tiru lo shamash l'day bedika. Right, and that's what Rashbam said. That's like before, right? The whole thing, basically letting him get divorced is a kula. We don't automatically labor her ro dam machmas tashmish, but it won't work for the first husband. Okay, that's the Or Zerua. It's basically the bedika is just the bedieved, there's no other possibility. And possibly, look at the second line of the back page, v'shema b'bal acher lo tichtar bedika. With a third husband, maybe the whole situation won't come up because she won't need a bedika. Because with him, she won't be rowing and so on. All right. And he does conclude at the end. The Or Zerua does look what it says. Miu anu bismanazelo bekiyin bedika vasula olamachet tatakan me'atzma. We don't rely on these bedikas unless you find some other way. Again, that's like those Rishon, the Ramban, and the Ravid. So the Or Zerua is with them. Okay. Now the Beis Yosef. Here in our Sim Kuf Pei Zayin, comes along and he justifies the Shita that, that why it wouldn't work for the first husband. Why it wouldn't work for the first husband. But he shows he's just trying to, that I'm sorry, that why it would work for the first husband. Okay. In other words, it sounds like a pretty strong taina. Okay. It does sound, that is Lashita Roshom. It sounds like a strong taina. How could it work for the first husband when maybe, you know, you have other options that a bedikah would work, okay, that it does work even for the first husband? So the Beis Yosef writes, you hear my question, conceptually, why does it work? So he says, V'yei Shlomar, D'lo aminan ein kol etzbos o kol hakochos shomos el lahakel v'lo lahachmer. Okay? What are we trying to say here before? We're trying to say that the reason why she can go to the second husband and subsequently the third husband is why? Because ein kol hakochos, ein kol etzbos o kol hakochos shomos. Maybe this problem won't surface with the second husband because the way he enters, his penetration, his force, his zaver, and so on, don't cause this problem, right? That's what it means. Ain kolatz bos or kolakochas shavas. That's a kula, right? That's why we let this woman go to a second husband because maybe this problem won't surface with a second husband or third husband, right? Well, we want to say now that the bedika won't work for the first husband. We're taking that concept of ain kol atzvos or kol hakochos shavos, and we're turning it around. And we're saying the bedika is no good because maybe it didn't go in the same way. We're turning it around. Maybe she didn't put it in with the same force. Maybe she didn't put it. You follow what I'm saying? Now, what the Beis Yosef is saying, he's saying we're turning that into a chumra now. And he says, maybe we don't say that rule el lekula, right? He says, delo amrinan ain kol atzvos or kol hakochos shavos el lahakel velo lahachmer. You hear the point that the Beis Yosef saying? The Gemara brings up Ein Kol HaKochos and Kol HaTzvos Shavos as a reason to explain why it's sensible to go to another husband and so on. Maybe the whole problem won't come up because of the differences, the physical differences. Okay? But now what you want to say is, well, the bedika won't work for the first husband, the way Rashi said it, or the Rambam said, won't work for the first husband. Maybe that bedika won't be any good, especially if it reels no dam whatsoever. Maybe because it wasn't inserted. It's like a different aver. It's like a different type of force. She didn't put it in so forcefully as the husband is when he penetrates. So you follow? So the Beis Yosef is saying, now you're turning that around and you're saying that that kula is now going to end up being a chumrah. And he said, maybe we don't say that. We only say that lahakel. The whole svar of ein kol etzbos or kol hakochos shavos is a kula and not a chumra. Why? We'll say that, you know, to be makel on her because lamaisa, most women aren't pretty rare. So therefore, we'll look for kulas. Okay, dikar aglayim with dovashar bodka v'lenin tzedam or osh amikol amikol. Right, the skiltiv didn't find have any dam on the top, so therefore we'll be makel. But we're not going to now turn around and say that l'chumra. We want the zakula because most of the time it's not an issue. Okay, last couple of things. Everyone, you got the Beis Yosef? He's just justifying that shita. The Beis Yosef is just justifying the shita that says that it'll help even for the first baal, which we objected to. Why? Maybe, especially when it reveals nothing, maybe because it wasn't inserted properly. No, that whole svara of not going in properly and not. Which is what Rashi said, which is fine, but the Beis Yosef is justifying the position of the Rov Rishonim. That we don't say that lechumra, we don't say that lekula. Now the Behuda just adds also in general. Okay, this is in Shuvas. Now the Behuda Madur Kama Chelik Ardesin Memvav. Okay, and he goes back to that question: why one bedika is okay? We already explained for the salvation the one bedika because it's just a. At least according to the Rambam, just trying to determine whether a condition has changed. It's not trying to be Oker Chazoka. Okay? But the Nabi Huda, that was his name. You know, the Huda's name, the Vicheskel Halevi Landau. Omri Cheskel, Acher Shalakli Tshuva Shali Advar Isha. Okay, until it talks about a case there. And he writes the same question, right? The second line of the second paragraph. Ve'ech Nekar Vesa Shenikba Begimel Pomim, Pamachas. Right? Isn't this like, in a certain sense, you know, this is like a vesis, basically. Okay? That's another, you know, we have a vesis, we know, and we'll talk more vestos, you know, we'll get to that in a week or two, whenever, you know, that simon, a couple of simon from now. But, you know, some of the vesis are physical. But then we've actually touched on something, jumping. Remember vesis lekvitzos? We had that, right? We had that earlier. Right? A vesis lekvitzos, she jumps, and that's what causes, or it's kvitzos and yom. Remember we had that. So maybe this is also that, you know, it's like a vesis. you know, that, you know, she sees dam, it's like a physical thing that causes the dam. So in a sense, and the Buddha says that it's an issue of vessels, okay? And he says, ani lo yadati ma kakashalei, okay? Bishare vessels zeh shenikbala, b'maise tashmish, zeh mikri vessels shenikbala, they own us. Shatashmish, hu gorem, hadam shiobov, are zeh mamish, ke vessels shenikbala, they kvitzas. Shakovtza varasa, which we have in the Gemara. Remember, kovtza varasa, we had that. Okay, we'll have it in great length. We talk more about vessels. But you all know what I'm referring to, right? So there's also a type of vessels, says the Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, so vessels, like they own us, and therefore, he says, "Shafnigbo gimel pom v'yose necker v'pamachas." That type of vessels can be knocked away with one time. Okay, which we'll get to in Simkuf Peites to Simonim. Shezelo mikre vessels kavu rak shechoshesh lo kemo levessels eno kavu. Okay, that's really, even though it happens, but it's not a vessels kavua. It's, you have to be choshesh, but one time you have to be choshesh, and after one time it's necker. With Tam Zeh, he says yesh lahokel harbe kulos barom machmas tashmish. Came in sheikra chashash. With Tam vessels ain't kar chashash isu deraisa. Keikra it's not poskim vessels to rabbanon. This whole thing is a concern to rabbanon anyway. Okay, and Rafilam on the verses to write, 100 verses kavua, a verse ain't kavua near the kula modem shurach hashosh the rabbanon. So the Huda says that we can have many kulas when it comes to dam machmas tashmish, because the ikar chashash is a verses related chashash, and verses are not the rights, a verses to rabbanon, and therefore he says we can, you know, that's why it can be nekar after one time. It's like a verses shein kavua. Right, that's a different answer than the Rav. The Rav said because it's, you know, it's for a different purpose, and it's for gilui milsa, so to speak, and not the uprooting chazaka. The Buddha didn't go that direction. He said it's because it's fundamentally it didn't invest. It's invested to our bottom. The last thing I printed to finish up for today is the Chavos Das here in the Biurim Nos Gimel. Okay. He says, really, you know, he says, Medame Vishas, the Gemara, we had this already, Medame Vesas Shramuad. So the question is, it's a good question, why the Bir Rishon of the third husband should already be Aser, because now I have a Chazok on three different etzbos. Tafil Noherak Shosh Bios Mishol Shanashim Gamken Huchzako. All right, even it happened with three Bios from three different men, right? Nogach Shor Chamover Gamol, right? Doesn't matter. Okay. So basically, he says, one second. Shetiv the Gatsu first, the Damia Gam Kenla Etzba, Timsa Amrosh is Bor, Shahusikola Chola Etzbos. He's just saying why the Vedika works. I'm not sure what I quoted that for. Okay. Okay, just explaining why the Bedika works to undo it. It's the same as like the Etzma. Okay, all right, we'll stop over here. All right, and believe that. So let me just turn off the recording.